Dan?
Mm-hmm. What is your surname?
My surname would be Sir Dan.
All right, gang, everybody, welcome to 3 hours a night. That's all we ask. It's Conway and Whitman, Tim Conway Jr. and Brian Whitman. Nice to see you, dude.
Good to see you, buddy.
All right, gang, it is Tuesday, and everybody knows what Tuesday is. It is time to stump that monkey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello, hello, hello.
Let me clear my things out of the way. Here comes Monkatine.
Who's on my shotgun phone?
Hey, Shotgun Tom Kelly, K-Earth 101. You want to see the birds? You can win at 635 at K-Earth 101.
All right, by the way, that's what they do on some of those stations. They started a couple of years ago actually giving listeners the actual time they'd give out the prize because they thought that might help. So it's, you know,
do you want to win $5,000 happening at 7:13 tonight at K-Earth 101?
Yeah, and then people just tune in at 7:13.
Right. Yeah.
Shotgun Tom Kelly works here in this facility. And we have not seen his reaction yet to Brian Whitman's impersonation, but we hope to see that.
Well, I don't do shotgun, but that's just me kind of doing a DJ.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Hello, do shotgun.
Hello, hello, hello.
Remember he was doing that in the parking lot?
Garage?
Yeah, shotgun engaged all of us one Friday evening not too long ago in a full-length conversation. We got the extended 12-inch mix version of the earwax story.
I had earwax. It was compacted. I went to the doctor. I said, I can't wait on this line. I got to get on the radio. He said, well, let me bring you in. Hello, hello, hello.
And then when Shotgun was describing his difficulty hearing, he would do the old Gary Owen.
I'm Gary Owen.
Yeah.
Hello,
hello,
his hand
hello.
And put it over his ear.
Yeah, he'd cup the hand.
Hello, hello. Who's on my shotgun phone?
You know what we should do some night?
But what a very nice guy, right?
Yes.
One of the nicest guys on the planet.
Yeah.
And in this building, you see him and you smile. You know,
yes,
so he's a pick-me-up.
I give him a hug. You know what we should do? Throw him a hug.
We should call
his listener line?
Right. I'll just call like as a guy to make a request or something.
That would be great. Yeah. That's HT. Is he still on or is he off at 7?
No, he's off
at 10 o'clock. 6
10
to 10.
Hello, hello.
6 to 10. Okay,
who's
that's
on my
right.
shotgun phone?
Goes.
All right, it's time for Stump the Monkey, ladies and gentlemen. Malu Dan is with us. He is the monkey. We are the monkey stumpers. And we ask him fairly simple questions.
Real simple.
I got to be honest
today.
With you.
I'm real tired today.
All right. All right.
I just came from San Diego.
All right, Malibu Dan.
And I'm tired.
You were in San Diego today?
I was in San Diego all day today.
What'd you do, buddy? Surf?
Let's just say that 97 Point Fun and the Conway and Whitman Show will be doing something with Core Off-Road Racing.
There you go. All right, Malibu
it's
Dan, what does CSI stand for? Remember the show CSI
on
CBS?
It's my favorite.
What does
it
stand
favorite.
For? If it's your favorite show, this will roll off the tongue.
Yeah, it will. Criminal, right?
No.
Crime?
Yes.
That's right?
Yes.
I is investigation.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. Criminal investigation.
Not criminal, crime.
Crime.
CSI.
Right.
Hello.
Who's
CSI.
Who's on my shotgun phone? You want to win tickets to see the Spinners? 6:35 tonight on K-Earth 101.
Wait, is it service? Criminal service investigation?
Yeah, they come. They're like a full service. They
swing
bring all
miss.
Their equipment.
Swing and a miss.
Yeah. Come on, dude. Your favorite show is CSI.
I love the show. I told you, I just spent 7 hours in a car. I could have flown to New York by the time I left San Diego to get here.
All right. Well, you didn't. But you know, that has nothing to do with it, man.
It does, because I zone out.
Right? He's trying to zone out.
What
he's suggesting is that he's...
If you slept for 7 hours before in a very, very comfortable sit-and-sleep mattress...
That's right.
...and you woke up very refreshed, you still wouldn't know what CSI
stood
for.
That's right. Very fresh and drinking a nice Miller.
Right. So why use the I was on the road as an excuse?
Well...
CSI, what does that stand for? It's a very popular CBS
right, I know,
show.
Crime investigation, crime service, crime security.
No, but
crime scene.
Oh.
Investigation.
Ah.
There we go. All right. Now, I got to tell you.
What does CBS stand for?
Central Broadcasting.
Oh. Get along.
What is it?
Swing and a miss.
CBS? Oh,
you work for CBS for how long?
CBS. Isn't it Central Broadcasting Service?
It's still not.
Mm.
Central, what is it?
You could sit here with the C until about, well, for a year.
Well, but I was right. It's broadcast, right? Service.
Mm. Nah. Mm.
Broadcast what? Mm.
It's broadcast.
Right.
Broadcasting.
God, what is... I remember, so a little bit off the wall, isn't it? It doesn't make sense what C stands
CBS.
For, doesn't it?
CBS.
But I'm right. It doesn't. Yeah, go ahead, Brian.
Dan Rather, reporting for the CBS Evening News.
Now, does that help you at all? Or is that just? I saw Dan Rather, by the way, talking about Peter Jennings on
Larry King
last night.
Really? Yeah, Larry King said, Dan, what would you want to say to Peter?
It was like a weird question.
Yeah, it is.
He actually said to him, do you want to say goodnight to Peter?
Oh, Jesus.
Larry, I would say to Peter, well done, friend. Dan Rather, CBS Evening News. I'm
little Captain Kirk there.
Crazy.
All right, Danny, CBS, what
is
that
Central Broadcasting?
No, it's not Central Broadcasting. How many times do you have to go back
there?
Oh,
I didn't say, I said Central before?
Yeah, you
said
it the whole time.
When did I say Central before?
Every time we've asked you, you said it.
So that means I just said it, right?
He's argumentative tonight, Tim.
Well, because I'm tired. I've been in 405 traffic.
We don't have to yell. We don't have to yell.
No, you're right. You're right. You're right in front of me. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm tired.
Right.
I've been in.
I'm tired.
Danny, what does CBS stand for?
I work hard.
Before you start chasing rabbits all over the place.
Broadcasting. Is it? Wait. Broadcasting. Let's go. We got broadcasting.
What'd you almost say there?
Service. System. No. System.
Oh.
Right.
Oh.
So broadcasting system. Mm. So. So broadcasting system. So now I got to go with the C.
Okay.
Or am I wrong with S?
No,
it's not system?
You're fairly, okay. Yeah.
Or systems.
Yeah. You have the BS. Because
of plural.
You have the BS. But now work on the C.
But okay, it's not Cox. We know that.
Oh,
you can,
okay.
That's not a bad. It's Cox Communication.
Okay.
God.
Tim's very, you know.
He's very fidgety with that dumb button.
No, you can't use that C word, man.
But it is a hard C. It's a,
no, you're absolutely. But I was spelling with an X.
It's C-U.
CU Communication Broadcasting Systems?
No, CO.
CO?
I was thinking for a second. Wait a minute. I don't know this then.
I wanted him to. He was on a swearing jag.
I was going to get there.
All right.
CO. Communication Broadcasting Systems?
Where's your wife from?
Oh, Columbia. That's right.
It's not.
Columbian Broadcasting Systems.
I should remember that.
I've been here for 12 years.
My brother.
But still, it doesn't have. It doesn't make any sense. Where's that name come from?
Okay.
Columbian right. Square? Columbian right. Square? Is that where it comes from?
Columbian Square.
See? Exactly.
All right. You got
we
a question,
all laugh about
question
it.
For the monkey?
Silly.
Who is George Steinbrenner?
Isn't he the owner of a team, correct?
Yeah.
A very big, big, big baseball team.
Yes.
Here in Los Angeles.
Oh swing and a mess.
Could I have stopped at just an owner of a team?
You could have.
But I didn't. So now do I have to guess the team?
Mm-hmm.
Steinbrenner. Jewish, by the way. Brenner's got to be a Jewish
I told
name.
You he would go with that.
Right?
He was going to attack him as a Jewish guy.
Well, he's a Jew.
I know, but please.
Okay.
That's not what he's known for.
No, right. But a Jew could...
On his business card, it doesn't say George Steinbrenner, Jewish fellow.
Right. Okay. But I could tip a hat to a fellow Jew.
Who's done well.
Who's done very well.
Yes.
Like
owning,
a lot of
owning
Jews.
The...
Red Sox.
No.
New York Yankees.
Yeah.
I should have known it because most all Jews right. who own big corporations live in New York.
All right.
Well, I have property at least in New York.
See, that is a statement will come back to haunt you.
That's an anti-Semitic statement.
I'm Jewish. I could
all
say
right.
it.
Malibu Dan.
Yeah.
Name all the characters on Gilligan's Island.
All right. Let me just light the cigarette here. We got a little bit of time. I'll just smoke on this. We got... You've got yourself your Gilligan.
Okay.
You've got yourself the fat guy. Oh, Gretchen. Oh, Ginger, that's her name.
Okay.
Right?
We've got Ginger and Gilligan.
Right? Marianne.
Marianne.
Professor.
Yes.
Professor.
Ooh.
Right. Sorry.
You've seen the show how many times?
I was 7, 8 years old.
Let me help you with the fat guy.
Right.
Let me help you with the fat guy.
I want to say his name's John.
It's Gilligan.
The skipper, too.
All right.
That's right. The millionaire and his wife.
All right, but who is the millionaire?
Oh, Compton. Or was it all... Right? Wasn't he cocky? Howard? Howie? Wasn't it Howard something? Oh, I'm Howard. Right? Howie. Wasn't it? Like Howard Johnson or something?
Yeah, it was Howard Johnson.
Howard Johnson.
Right. But he had a real snuffy first name, right?
Yes, he did.
Yes. Right? Thurston.
Thurston Howell.
Yes.
Thurston Howell the
Third.
And Lovey.
And Lovey. Lovey. That's right. Which, by the way, I didn't see the
all
TV
right. Congratulations.
Show, the sitcom, but I heard it was
you got them all.
Okay.
In what state is the Kennedy Space Center?
Is that D.C.? Is it Washington?
That's not Washington, D.C., not a state.
Well, right, but it's, I know it's a District of Columbia.
Oh, sure it is.
But is that where it is?
No.
Maryland?
No.
You're being facetious, and I don't like it.
But why would they blast a rocket off in a very densely populated area like Washington, D.C.?
Well, you know what? Why even go to the moon anyway, Tim? You could ask tons of questions.
Is it like right out in front of the White House they blast this thing off?
Well, I guess not.
Yeah, the president spends the night in a hotel so they can keep
Florida,
away from
Florida.
Oh. Yes. Oh, all right. Malibu okay. Dan, where is the new Disney Hall?
Downtown L.A.
That's correct,
and
sir.
And it's outstanding.
That's correct, sir.
Props to D-Land.
You got the monkey.
The acoustics are unbelievable. The acoustics in there are unbelievable. I'd love to go watch jazz. How are you?
All right. For which network did Peter Jennings work?
That would be NBC.
That's wrong.
ABC. God.
That's right.
Oh, CBS.
Oh.
Just kidding, ABC.
All right. What was his job over at
ABC? He was a reporter, I guess you could. He was a reporter. He was anchor.
There you go.
Yeah, but he was a reporter, too.
All right, Malibu Dan.
And he's Canadian, by the way.
Yes. What is a Coke can made out of?
Aluminum.
What is it?
Aluminum.
What?
Aluminum.
Aluminum, that's correct.
Aluminum.
Sir. All right.
Of the two most recent countries we've invaded, Iraq is one.
And Iran?
No.
Sudan?
No.
Jordan?
No.
Israel?
No. After 9/11, we hit.
Oh, where'd we go?
We hit the Taliban pretty hard.
Is it Quebec? No. Kuwait?
Quebec.
Quebec.
Yes.
Awesome.
Quebec.
Hot.
Yeah.
Great.
The Taliban was
just outside of Montreal.
You know, look, you know, so I believe, that the presence of the Taliban in Quebec presents kind of a danger for America.
Yeah, it's so close.
Hey, look, you know, it's right north of the border, and I believe we got to stand firm.
All right, Danny.
What was the question?
Where
again?
Was the Taliban hanging out? And we bombed this country and destroyed.
Well,
them
we said Iraq.
That's not correct.
Baghdad.
No,
here's the question, Dan.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. That's all I needed.
Of the two most recent countries we've invaded, right. Iraq is one.
That's right. I said
Name the other.
It's not Saudi Arabia. It's not the Saudis, right?
No, it's not.
We get along with the Saudis.
That's right. The Saudis are our eternal friends. I like to have Prince Abdullah down the ranch in Crawford. Laura and I count him a good friend.
Hey, Jay Leno had a great joke the other night. The king of Saudi Arabia died. They went to bury him, and while they were digging the grave, they struck oil.
Hey, look, I appreciate that. I appreciate Jay Leno's humor.
All right, come on, Malibu.
All right, Monkey.
I'm having a good time listening to you guys. This
right, where is
talk.
It? It's right next to Pakistan.
Palestine.
Palestine.
How's that sound?
Palestine.
How about this?
It is Pakistan.
If it doesn't,
right?
If it doesn't come before, it comes
after.
After.
Afghanistan.
Yes, sir.
Hey.
Malibu
Dan. It was on the tip of the tongue the entire time.
What
I
is
was just so
Malibu
involved
Dan,
in Iraq.
Malibu Dan is the monkey, folks, and you can stump him at 520-9710.
Can I pitch it?
Yeah, pitch it as Sam
as
Rubin.
Boy? Okay. I've got ears for good music. The kids these days listen to rap, Britney Spears, Jessica Simpson. What about the Smokey Robinsons and other good bands that we all grew up with? My Target. Do you want to stump the monkey? 520-9710 or call from your Sprint PCS phone,
right.
#971.
How long are you on the 405 for?
7 hours.
Wow.
It's worth it? All right,
monkey,
horrible.
What does CPK stand for?
CPK?
Yes, sir. What is CPK?
Well, I know DCK is Dick CPAC.
Oh, that's interesting.
Interesting.
What does CPK stand for?
CPK.
Yeah.
CPK. I have no. I always like Kentucky something.
Kentucky with a C.
Yeah.
Kentucky Fried Chicken, but CPK. Are you messing up? Do you mean KFC?
No.
He means CPK, oddly.
Well, what does KFC stand for?
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Okay, now what does CPK stand for?
Well, does it have anything to do with Kentucky Fried Chicken?
No, but it has to do with food.
It does?
Yeah.
CPK.
Yeah. Are you...
What's up, Brian? What's up?
It's a restaurant.
Yeah, you live in Southern California, right?
Right. But no, I know I love
you, it. You've grown up here. You're a native.
But I don't eat. If you could tell by my body, I don't eat a lot of fast food.
But there's a lot of restaurants I don't eat at, but I see them.
So CPK is a fast food joint.
No.
No.
But it's a restaurant.
It's a restaurant.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wait, a California Pizza Kitchen.
Oh, yeah!
Okay? Okay? That's what it is. Just because I don't know the acronym for a food joint. What's D&B?
Acronym? Good word.
Thank
acronym.
You.
Hey,
thank you.
Danny.
What's D&B? D&B. Give me D&B.
D&B? Dave and Buster's.
Dave and Buster's.
I forgot.
All right. You got the monkey.
Yeah. That wasn't fair, though.
It was pretty
CPK.
Fair.
People don't go, I'm going to CPK.
Oh, they sure do.
More people say CPK than California Pizza Kitchen.
More people smoke pot than drink beer.
All right.
5-2. Oh. Who was known as Honest Abe?
Abraham Lincoln.
That's correct, sir.
That's right. Couldn't tell a lie, that guy.
Malibu Dam. Yeah. What school is last year and the previous year's national champion in college football?
That would be USC.
That's correct, sir.
Yeah, go Trojans.
Going for 3 in a row. Yeah.
They're going to kick some ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think this would be 3 in a row, 3 correct responses in a row, wouldn't it?
I think so. Yeah.
You're going for the hat trick.
Let's do it.
All right.
That just jinxed me.
What I hear, Shotgun Tom Kelly, who's producing our show, so we get some good callers.
Hello, hello. Who's on my shotgun phone?
Liz, you're on our shotgun phone. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
You got a question for the monk?
What say you?
Yes. What does ER mean?
ER mean emergency room.
That's correct, sir.
Hot. That's okay.
What does the S in NASA stand for?
Is it? That's a great question.
That
matter of fact,
roll
you
off
could
the
throw
tongue.
In you could throw in the N and the A and the other A and
S should be easy though.
That's how you.
Is it space?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Gristava. Is it Gristava? Is that right? Is that how you pronounce that name?
Grisalda.
Hey, Grisalda, how are you?
Good.
All right.
How are you doing?
You got a question for the monk?
What is CPK stand for?
Where?
SUB.
Wait, what's this? What's a question?
Are you alive?
She's got a bad phone. What's a question?
Repeat the question.
Grisalda? You are no longer allowed to call this radio station.
Ever again.
You are a retard.
Yes. I mean, she was a real retard.
A retard. I think she was trying to ask what SUV stands for.
You know that.
Yeah, let's see. All-terrain vehicle.
I thought you knew more about cars than anybody
else.
I do. I was on the freeway for 7 years.
You probably
hours.
Saw about 100 SUVs right. an hour. I probably more than that.
No, yeah. I did. Oh, absolutely. Well, I know it's all-terrain vehicle. The S and the U and the V?
You don't know what SUV stands for?
I know what it is. Give me a second, for God's sakes. Again, I've been on the 405 for 7 hours.
But cars are your passion.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Brian has an SUV, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. He has...
What kind does he have?
A Chevy Suburban.
Yeah.
A very, very nice one.
I got a DVD player there. You know what I have?
Do you have a DVD player in there?
I do.
And a full tank of gas.
Hey. Yeah, we'll get to that next hour on 97.1.
What's it cost? $80 to fill that thing up?
We'll get there next hour.
Danny, what is it? What is an SUV?
What is it? Okay, V is vehicle, right?
Okay.
And U is not, I guess all terrain, I guess wouldn't work out, right?
WTV.
Right, WTV.
All terrain?
Right.
Or all terrain? ALT?
All would be with an A.
That's right. See, that's what I'm saying.
Right, an
S-A-V. So we agree. Okay?
We agree that you don't know the answer.
That one that we agree on that. Absolutely.
Really, really bad. My all terrain vehicle. come on, Dave.
Is that your Meryl Schindler impression?
I'm Schindler. I'm some point want the FM Fox. I want the Yang Chow in Woodland Hills. I had some unbelievable spicy wontons.
All right. Vehicle.
Something. V.
Sport.
Oh, yes.
Right. Sport.
Yes.
Yes.
Sports.
Sport. You.
What do you pay?
You.
When you pay your electric bill, you're paying your blank bill. You're paying for your electric, your water. Those are your
electricity.
It begins with a U.
You pile them all up.
My
your monthly
Right, my monthly nut.
Four syllables.
Four syllables? It's four syllables? Mm. The U is four syllables?
Right.
That's a lot of
well, that's what your bills are. No. Wait. Sports.
Sports.
Vehicle. Sport.
Sports.
Sport. Singular. Sport.
Right.
Sport.
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 U. Vehicle. And then okay. I got maybe U is really just meant to be the U.
Just on it. Right? It lives alone.
He's cute. I
get like, why is SEO?
That was like, cute.
Why does
I know, give Dan a hug.
It lives on its own.
On my new car, I have an SEL. But why does the E could be just thrown in there?
Huh?
Yeah, but usually they stand for something. Hmm.
But SUV is a category of vehicle, as you know.
Sport.
Sport utility vehicle.
Hey!
Yeah!
Someone at the door.
Is someone at the door? Ding dong.
Muncatine.
Who da? Hey, great question.
All right, let's talk to Pablo in L.A. You're on 97.1. You got a question for the monk?
Yeah, man. Hey, I'm in an SUV right now as it is,
good
man.
For you.
Yeah, what kind?
I got a question for you, Malibu. What does IRS stand for?
Internal Revenue Service.
Hey, Muncatine!
Come on now.
You're on fire, dude.
I feel hotter than hell, literally. I'm hotter than hell. The AC does not work in this place.
Ashraf in L.A., you're on 97.1. How are you?
Aflac.
Good, how are you?
All right, Aflac. Dude.
All right, what does CPA stand for?
California Pizza
Association.
No CPA. Global positioning.
Nah,
CPA.
Oh, CPA. I thought you said GPA.
Your guy does your taxes.
No,
your CPA.
CPA is a totally different thing. I thought he.
Don't you
said,
have a CPA that does your taxes?
Yes, I do. Too.
What is that guy?
He is my accountant. If you
okay,
know.
That's the A.
That's right. Right. He's personal. Would be P. Right.
Nah.
He serves the
public.
Yes.
That's right. Public.
And he has a plaque on the wall, so he is
a stud. Yeah,
a studly big old, public accountant.
Big old nuts. He loves it.
Nah, he has a
he's
certificate.
Certified.
On the, oh,
yes, public accountant,
yeah. CPA.
Yeah.
Now, did you know what that
baby
stood
steps.
For?
No,
you did not.
We helped,
but you
helped.
Figured it
thanks.
Out.
Well, I could have if I would have if I didn't have all the tension on me. It's hot. I've been in a car for 7 hours.
Ralph and Westlake, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, monkey. The green light on a stoplight, what position is that?
The green light on a stoplight?
Yeah, middle, top, or bottom?
That's actually a really good question. Oh, Jesus. I think it's a bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah. But think about that. You know you had to think about it a little bit. In your mind, you said, okay, red. You didn't know right away.
Sure you did.
Yeah, what color is the stop sign?
It climbs.
Red. But you thought about it.
What color is the writing on the stop sign?
White.
Yes. All right, Ian in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
Don't think of a pink elephant.
Hey, dude.
Hey, remember me?
Oh, it's Ian.
I don't remember
it's 16-year-old Ian.
Guy
oh, yeah. Now, Ian, we were talking about you just the other day.
Really? On the air?
Yeah, you're the guy looking for the job, right?
Yeah, job hunt not going so good.
Oh, no. See, okay, so we're going to set this up. We're going to do the Conway and Whitman employment line.
Right. Here's my question for Monkey. What does CSUN stand for?
Oh, CSUN.
Great question, Ian.
CSUN's it's a Long Beach, right?
No.
Isn't CSUN it's California State University?
Ooh.
Right?
And where is it?
Northridge?
Yeah.
In your face, dude.
Oh,
in your
boy.
Face.
Hey, Ian.
Yeah.
Hold on one second. Malibu Dan will get you. You have his information?
Yeah, I have his number.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're coming
right,
in, Ian.
Yeah, we'll see if we can
I'll
hook
call
you up.
You guys
I'm not
going to
pick him up, by the way. That was the controversy last time. I'm not going to pick him up. We're gonna send a car. The street squad will get him or something.
Whatever you want to do.
You know, he'll make his way in.
Right.
All right.
We could pick him up.
Well, he's 16. We do want to make sure that he has safe transportation.
You can take the bus.
Yeah, but then all of a sudden you pick him up and there's a car wreck. And he'll make it in. He'll get here.
I'm just trying to help. I'm just trying to help Tim, you know.
He'll get
he's
here.
Got parents, right?
Yeah. Hey, listen, you know what? If he's going to have a job, he's got to get to the job. Right?
Well, that's true. That's a very good point, Tim.
So,
very good point.
He'll find his way
he's
here.
He's got to step up.
Fine.
All right, Malibu Dan, what does ASAP stand for?
As soon as possible.
That is correct, sir.
Yeah.
Name.
This is the longest segment of my life.
Name.
Oh, you got another 10 minutes left.
Oh, Jesus.
Name.
God. We do. Yes.
Name.
Name.
Two Beatles songs.
Oh, wow. Wow, wow. Was it Hey Jude?
That's one.
But you know how I like to call
and Hey Jude, the dance version?
I like Hey Jude. And then also, isn't it isn't hello again, hello.
That's actually Lionel Richie.
Just called to say
no,
hello.
That's Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond.
I think about you every night.
Although I know it's late. No,
that's Stevie Wonder.
But I couldn't wait.
I just called to say hello.
I loved you.
Yeah, I love you.
You know what I like? I like this.
Yeah.
L.A.'s fine. The sun shines most of the time.
That's a good song.
When I hear that, it's lighter out, waving it in the air.
Yes.
I love
and the feeling is
Neil
laid
Diamond.
Back.
Two Beatles songs, Malibu.
Okay, I said, hey, Jude, and...
Rinse a little, but you know.
Yellow Submarine.
Oh.
That's good.
That's not too shabby, huh? Yeah. Has this ever happened to you? Have you ever, honest God, on my way into work over the 7 hours of driving here on the 405 freeway, I was playing DJ Quick, Fandango, which Brian told me yesterday he loves the song,
dude,
louder
the
than a mother effer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I look to the left of me, the hottest chick in a convertible looks over to me and is laughing at me.
Right.
Because I'm this white guy listening
there
to
are,
DJ Quick.
There are some more people in the car tonight doing the same thing.
Believe me, there are a lot of white Jewish guys doing the Fandango.
Yeah, all right, Malibu Dan, where is Wrigley Field?
No, that would be in Boston.
That is wrong, sir.
Sorry, swing and
Wrigley.
A
miss.
San Francisco?
That's wrong.
Ooh. New York?
That's wrong.
Three strikes.
Wrigley?
Yeah.
Didn't we visit Wrigley Field?
No.
Didn't we go to Wrigley Field when we went
in
to Boston?
Boston? No.
What did I get thrown out of?
No.
The radio station.
No, I got thrown out of a track, a horse track, a dog track.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't Wrigley
Field. Was it Wrigley Field?
No.
Who plays at Wrigley Field?
Mm. Well, that's gives it away.
Well, yeah. Maybe not.
The Dodgers play there sometimes.
Well, no, Wrigley Field's not in California.
That's correct.
That is right.
Right.
Come on, Brian.
That's right.
Don't get confused.
That narrows it down, right? Okay.
And it's not in Florida.
Right.
Where the Kennedy Space Center is.
That's right.
We learned that tonight.
Now you have a 1 in 25, one in 48
chance.
Yeah, dude.
Being that there's 50 states, I've eliminated two.
Well, you can eliminate Hawaii and Alaska.
That's four.
And you know what? I wouldn't think states.
Right.
I'd think city.
City. Chicago?
Yeah.
Hey! Yeah. Right on.
Chicago.
Right on. That feels great.
All right. You have the monkey.
Where are, I'm very fortunate. Let me ask it this way. The UN is an important international organization.
Right.
What does UN stand for?
United Nations.
That's correct.
And where are they headquartered?
Man, Washington, D.C.
No. Swing and a miss. The UN building.
Can we left it just at that, Brian? Maybe.
Now, where is the UN?
New York.
That's correct.
Yeah.
All right, Malibu Dan. There are new changes this year in Monday Night Football.
Oh.
What's the big one? The big change in Monday Night Football this year.
Does it have to do with salary cap at all?
No.
the big change in Monday Night Football, they're playing baseball.
Yes.
They're not calling it football,
it's
they're calling it
soccer.
It's
a huge change this year, Monday Night
Football.
Well,
let me ask you, does it have to do with the rules?
No.
Does it have to do with locations of a team?
No.
Does it have to do with owners?
No.
Does it have to do with flag football at all?
No.
What about flag football at all?
No.
No. Does it have to do with it doesn't have to do with rules.
No, it does not.
It doesn't obviously doesn't involve Los Angeles.
Right.
Right? So we're not getting a team that's
it has to do with television.
They're switching from CBS to NBC.
No.
CBS to
wait, what were they on for years?
ABC.
Okay.
That's where Peter
and they're
Jennings
going to CBS.
Was.
No.
They're going to Fox.
No.
UPN.
No.
Pax Television.
No. It's not going to be on ABC this year.
But where's it going to be?
It's going to be on another station. What station do you think it's going
to
be on?
Well, it has to be one of the big players, right? It has to be either Fox.
No, it's not Fox.
CBS?
No. Nope.
NBC?
No.
ABC?
No.
But wait a minute. That's the four big players.
It's not going to be on one of those stations.
So it's not on TV?
It's
going
to be on a cable station.
You're kidding me.
No.
So if you don't have cable, you can't watch football?
Bingo.
It's an outrage, isn't it?
Actually, it is pretty pathetic if you think about it. There's a lot of people who don't have cable.
That's right.
True.
Take a stand.
It's horrible.
Monkey.
That's right.
Take a stand.
And I won't have it. Matter of fact, I don't want to guess it.
All right.
Because you're offended.
What is the most likely network for
you? MSNBC.
No. Bumbo.
Because when they don't have Rita Cosby and Chris Matthews.
What's going on with you?
And Dan Abrams, the Abrams Report.
What's the most likely station for
Fox Sports West?
Well, that's a good answer.
That's not a bad answer,
right? Spike TV.
But what's the big network?
Comedy Central.
Nah, you're out of your
Nickelodeon.
Mind. Now you're just Al Rentel, tell him how crazy
Look,
he is.
Look, you know, you're just spouting out answers, and they're all wrong. They're all bad. But, you know, you don't even want to listen to the question.
He's a liberal.
That's right. Do yourself a favor. Take a deep breath, all right? And let him ask the question, and then go ahead and answer it. But, if you want to be like one of these Sacramento liberals running around raising taxes and trying to, you know, extend freedom to child molesters, and that's what they do. You know, they don't think pedophiles should be in prison.
They don't think pedophiles should be watching Monday Night Football.
No, they don't. So let him ask the question, dum-dum, and then
I heard him.
I actually heard Al one night call a caller, quote, Mr. Dum-Dum.
That's great.
He said, oh, what do you think about that, Mr. Dum-Dum?
Oh, that's awesome.
You know what?
What's the big sports network on cable?
I said Fox Sports West, Fox Sports Net, Fox Sports.
Been around for a long time.
But they all have been around for a long time.
How about this? Let me give you a hint.
By now.
You put blinders on?
ABC owns it. ABC thought, well, let's take Monday Night Football off of Channel 7,
That's
ABC
right.
Network
and
Television.
And put them on Channel 13?
And put it on our cable station that does sports.
Which is a stupid idea.
But network is?
So it's owned by Disney.
Four letters.
Yes.
Four letters.
Yes.
Four letters.
The network. MSNBC.
That's five.
It's not HGTV. It's not Home Garden Television.
CNN.
What is the most likely station?
OLN.
The NHN?
It's not the Natalie Holloway Network.
It's not the home.
What is the most obvious network?
Right.
ESPN.
Hey, please.
Come on. By the way, I love ESPN. I love their radio station.
But you just said it was a bad move.
It's a great move for them, but don't you think that's a bad move for viewers?
I think a lot of people are going to miss it. I think ABC and Monday Night Football is when people grow up, or when they were growing up, and I was growing up, yep. when you were growing up, Brian, is every Monday night you look forward to ABC
right.
and Monday Night Football.
That's right.
Yeah, it's not going to be on Monday
All
night.
All my rowdy friends are here on Monday night.
Yes.
That's right.
When the Raiders and the Broncos are coming over tonight.
Yeah. Right. Hank Williams, baby.
All right, Monk and Teen.
Yes, just him.
Real quickly, when they speak of South Beach, where are they talking
Florida.
About? Okay. All right, we got to take a break.
Yeah,
when we come back. More Stump the Monkey. 520-9710. Sprint PCS pound 971. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. Tim Conway Jr. and Brian Whitman live on 97.1 FM Talk Station. All right, it's Conway and Whitman on 97.1 FM Talk Station.
Oh, Tim and I mixing it up
a little bit. I hold you guys back.
Beat down my partner here for gas, blaming gas prices on the wrong people. Uh-oh. All right, we're in the middle of Stump the
Get
Monkey
him, Brian.
Here.
Get him. I know you want to.
Stump the Monkey.
When you and I go to KABC, because I have some contacts over there, when you and I go over there to KABC to do the hot news and the burning issues, we'll debate things like gas prices and OPEC
exactly.
and all of that.
You mean
exactly
I can't
right.
fart over there?
For right now, we'll go to strip bars and
fart on mics.
And try to avoid having our pictures taken.
Right.
All right, gang. It's Stump the Monkey, 520-9710. You ask the monkey a simple question, and his answers are most likely going to be entertaining. That's basically the deal.
Thanks a
Dan
bunch.
Dan in San Bernardino, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'll ask the monkey, how many days are in leap year?
That would be 366 days.
That's correct, dude.
Oh, man.
Look at you, man.
Yeah, yeah. Was that entertaining enough for you?
Yeah, it was not that entertaining. We would like for you to stammer around with like 700, 900, 8,000, and then get to 366.
No, I got that hard, and it comes once every 4 years.
All right.
I have a friend that's only 12 years old because of leap year.
What is leap day?
That would be February 29th.
That's correct. Patrice in Buena Park, you're on 97.1.
MIA.
What?
Huh?
Hey?
Hello?
On?
MIA.
Air?
A?
Honeybee?
Oh?
Computer?
MIA?
Patrice?
Uh-huh.
Do you know how to properly ask a question?
Right.
No. MIA.
Let me help you out.
Yeah.
All right. When we pick up the phone again... You say, hey, Patrice, you go, hey, guys, you know, love the show.
If you notice, Patrice has problems with more than three syllables at a time.
Yeah, but this is why.
They just did three.
But this is why McDonald's and Burger King and all these fast food places, this is why they design the menu
for
people like this. You know, they walk in, one, four, And that's, you know, that's the communication that you have now with the guy at the counter at McDonald's.
This should be television because the look is so funny.
Looking up at the board, you know, scanning the sandwiches that he's seen a million times.
But I love, I say to Patrice, Patrice has problems with stringing together more than three syllables at a time. Her response, no, I don't.
Right, three syllables. It's unbelievable.
All right, Patrice, what is your question for Malou then?
Okay, what does MIA mean?
Hey, well, that's actually not correctly asked either.
Right. Are you talking about missing in action?
What does it mean, or what does it stand for?
Yeah, what does it stand for? Right. Whatever. Do you guys just enjoy picking on people?
No, Patrice, you got to be part of the, you know, the of human beings.
You deserved
you
be able it, Patrice. To communicate. You deserved it. She deserved it.
All right, Patrice, we thank you for calling. You got to be able to communicate.
Well, yeah, I mean, you pick up the phone. MIA?
Right.
Flower?
Now, what does MIA stand for?
Missing in action.
That is correct, sir.
Thank you, Tim.
Who was the Democratic nominee for president last year?
You voted for him.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Who did I vote for? Who was it? Was it Gore?
It was right around when
was
you...
Was Gore?
No, it was right around when they were looking at you for the morning job at KBC, and then they passed.
That's right. And because the interview went swimmingly until the last question.
They're nice people, aren't they?
They're very nice over there.
What was the... what's the response very to nice. That question? Well, who was the Democratic nominee? He ran against George W. Bush.
Right.
You know, I appreciate it.
Who ran against Bush last time?
I'm just trying to... hold on one second.
It was a year ago, November.
Well, exactly. I can't even remember tomorrow or yesterday.
Oh, God. Jesus.
Do you think anyone's going to use those pennies on there?
I can't remember tomorrow.
No, but where's my 80 cents? You took that?
No, you got your M&Ms.
Danny, who ran against George W. Bush?
You have to shout, Dan. Sorry.
Danny. Monkey?
don't give me anything.
Come
on. Just give me a second. It was a year ago.
It was 9 months ago.
Exactly. And it's a long time. I can't even remember a month
Every single day he was in the papers, on TV.
He was the big guy.
He got more votes than anybody in the history of politics except
for George
W. Bush.
They really liked him a lot. They liked him a lot. We liked him.
We did like him.
Right?
Yes, we did. I did. Right?
You voted for him. Brian voted for
him. Yes, I felt he was.
I think Insulaco voted for him, too.
Insulaco voted for him.
Sure
give me
did.
The last letter of the first.
No. Come on. No. You should know
was
this.
Was he a governor?
It should roll off the tongue.
Was he a governor?
No, he's a senator.
He was a senator.
From Massachusetts.
Was it McCain? Kerry?
No,
Kerry?
Get out of here.
Kerry. It was John Kerry.
John Kerry, yes.
That's right. Your uncle, Mr. Dan Dalton, did an amazing song.
Yes,
about
wrote a great
John Kerry
song.
That's right.
It's a toe tapper.
How can I forget about that?
Not
right.
as timely
like
as it used to be.
That's
all right. Do you got a question for the Monkey team?
I sure do.
Yeah.
Oh, you just asked him one. Let me give him one.
Go ahead. Okay.
All right. Malou Dan, name two NHL players, past or present.
Luke Robitaille.
That's one.
And Scooty McGee. No Scooty McGee?
Scooty.
No nicknames.
Luke Robitaille passing over to Scooty McGee. Scooty shoots.
Remember when
I said to
Conway, we went to go to a Kings game. Hey, Tim, why are they all booing Luke? It's like a Luke.
Yeah, they're actually saying his name. All right, I'm Malou Dan.
Okay. Bob Miller.
No.
He played.
No, he did not.
He never played.
He's the announcer.
Right. No, I know, but to be an announcer, did you have to play?
No.
I like that guy, by the way.
Good guy.
And NHL, they're coming back.
Yes, they are.
That's exciting, right?
It's great.
Yeah, I'm excited.
It's going to really improve my life. I was very depressed without the NHL.
No, it is great to have that. It's a great sport. It's a fun sport to watch.
It's the best.
It's actually,
it is the best. I like it.
I much prefer to see hockey in person than on TV.
It's great. Yeah. And by the way, this is something you should go to. But they do Fury on Frozen Fury.
Cool.
And what it is the Kings will play, I think this year it's Colorado. And they play at the MGM Grand. So you stay at the MGM Grand, you go down, and they play in the arena, and then you can gamble and drink, and it's the best. It's mid-September when they do this.
Oh.
So it's soon.
I've been to it three or four times, and you stay in a hotel, go down and watch a Kings game, and then you can gamble and drink in the same facility. There's nothing like it.
Seriously, that's right around the time your dad and Harvey Korman are going
to
be at the Stardust.
Yes.
So let's go do that.
When is the first game? NHL game.
I think in October.
Yeah. But let's get back to the question that was asked.
That'd be Wayne Gretzky.
Yes, sir.
All right.
That is
thank
correct.
You.
Luke Robitaille and Wayne Gretzky. Okay. Let's zip through some calls here. Barbara in San Pedro, you're on the air.
Hi. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi, Barbara.
Oh, that's sweet. You're the best, baby.
Sweet.
Yeah. My question is, what does UPS stand for?
United Postal Service.
Ooh.
What?
Got it. Yeah.
No, he did not.
No, he did not.
Yeah. I did it?
No, he did not get it. UPS, Barbara, newsflash for you too there, darling.
It's not United Postal Service?
No, it's not.
No, Parcel Service.
Oh,
parcel.
No, you're not supposed to give it to him, Barbara. You don't understand the rules.
What does USPS stand for?
USPS?
Right.
United States Parcel Service?
Oh, Babu, you mixed it up.
Postal Service?
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay. All right.
What does a stamp cost?
Are you it's just you and me? Did Tim get a question in?
No, I got,
his
got
questions
plenty
are easier
questions
than
in.
Yours.
Right,
how much is a stamp?
37 cents.
That's correct. Joel in downtown L.A., you're on with the monkey.
How you guys doing?
All right, dude.
What is the PCH?
What is it?
Yeah, what does it stand for?
PCH, Pacific
way,
Coast Highway.
By the way, stamps are 39 cents.
Aren't stamps 39 cents? Have you been paying 39 cents for your stamp?
Somebody has somebody else doing their postal work.
Why am I suddenly embarrassed? Come on, aren't stamps 39 cents?
No.
37.
Oh. 37.
Right. They went from 35 to 37.
How much is a postcard? Like 17 cents?
I don't know.
Can I get a bulk rate?
I don't send many postcards to people.
Me neither.
Not with email now. Yeah. All right, Malibu Dan.
Yeah.
The question.
I said Pacific Coast Highway.
That's correct, sir. PA, how are you?
Hey, I'm fine.
All
gentlemen.
Right.
Conway Whitman. I want to stump the monkey.
You got it, baby.
Are you a black lady?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I'm a lady of color.
There you
okay,
go.
Whatever.
All right, you got a question for this?
It's okay.
Dope?
You're racist, man.
No, I just want to know who I'm talking to.
Yes.
Go on.
My question is, first of all, I want to say love your show.
Oh, man, you're the best, baby.
Talk show is the best.
Oh,
okay. You're the best.
Question.
You're
the best.
Oh, yeah. You are no, Pierre. You are number one.
Oh, we got 2 seconds here. What's the question?
Okay, the question is, I want to know what city Hollywood Park is located in.
Oh, great question, man.
Thank you.
Well, I know it's not Hollywood.
Have you been to Hollywood Park?
Well, you know what? I got to tell you, and I'm sort of embarrassed by it.
You've been to Hollywood Park, right, Danny?
I have.
You've taken him, I'm sure.
Yeah. No, he's taken me a few times. Matter of fact, I went back and asked for my money back because of Tim. Is it Inglewood?
Yeah!
Inglewood!
All right.
All right. Yeah.
Big boy in the moon.
Hey, wait, hold him one second. PA?
Yes, PA.
Does that say
we're
going to
send
Prince
you
Arthur?
Something here. We're going to send you a pair of tickets to the Gypsy Kings this Sunday.
Yeah,
it's going to be great.
You get your groove on.
Take your boyfriend or girlfriend. What do you get?
And get your drink on.
Yeah, G.
This Sunday night at the Greek Theater. For more information, go to GreekTheaterLA.com.
Get your swerve on.
Now, what is the Gypsy Kings? Have you seen it?
No, the Gypsy Kings, they're number 5 on the countdown this weekend.
Is that right?
No. I don't
know. They're an old school band.
They're old school. But PA.
All right, we got to get out of here. We got to take a break. When we come back, yes, Monkey, we're done with you, buddy.
Thank you.
It's Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 The FM Talk Station.